Dolores trusted me, I trusted her. Hey, you think no? You look at me and you're saying in your mind, no, a Reina, a Lopez, a Sanchez, a Cortez, no, these people, they extranjeros, foreigners, they are not like me, the great McCormick. No, they are too hot-blooded and jealous to trust so, to love so. See, but you are wrong. We are like you, as you, all kinds. They're good, bad, hating, and loving. Now, why do you put me in a pigeonhole in your mind that says murderer?
The indictment, a formal written charge of crime, as the basis for trial of the accused. Indictment. The drama you're about to hear is from New York City and is based on stories of the criminal law with authentic procedures as detailed by Eliezer Lipsky, former assistant district attorney of New York. It is the assistant district attorney who directs criminal investigations, assembles facts and witnesses, builds the case to a just indictment.
Take it easy, boy. Easy now. You act like you've never been in the park before. Oh, now listen, Mutzo, will you stop yanking on the leash? Will you take it easy? Oh, gee. All right, all right, all right. Come here. Okay, so there are no cops around. Look, I'll take the leash off, okay? Now take it easy. There, go ahead. Run yourself ragged. Boy, like a pup. A crazy pup. Oh, now what you got? Hey, what do you got, boy? Squirrel? Come on, go get him. Get him, boy. Oh, you crazy dog. Look, I don't want no old shoe. You keep it. Now what? Oh, you want to show me something, huh? You found something. No, no, no. All right, now, easy. Easy on the pants. All right, already now. What do you... Oh, gee. Come on, get away. Get away from her, huh? Stay. Sit. Sit. Oh, she's dead. Good dog. Sit. Sit. Police! Hey, you kid! Hey, you! Baseball! Go over to the avenue! Get the cops! Stay the squad car! Stay back! Stay back! Get the cops!
McCormick.
Ed, Tom Russo. On the girl in Central Park yesterday.
Yeah, Tom.
I'm up at the 28th. I think we've got something coming up.
Do you know who she is?
We've got a fellow named Reina. R-E-Y-N-A. Peter Reina. Think she might be his wife, Dolores. Been missing 2 days.
All right, take him over to the mortuary. I'll meet you there.
He came in with another girl, Ed. One Rita Morales.
Girlfriend?
Wife's cousin.
Bring them both. Let them both view the body.
Pobrecita, mi mujer, mi bebé. Dolores?
Was his wife.
Dolores.
Mr. Reina...
No. I mean, en este momento terrible. No, por favor, no.
He says, not now, senor, please. This terrible time. Let me talk to him. Let me answer whatever there may be a question.
You'll talk for him?
For now, yes. Please.
I'm sorry, Miss Morales. I want to talk to you a little later. But for now, I don't think you can answer the question I want to ask him.
I am sure.
You are? All right. Why did he kill her?
There is a difference, a great big difference in Vicks medicated cough drops. There is a difference, a great big difference gets relief with every single drop.
Yes, there is a big difference in Vicks medicated cough drops. The medication makes the difference. Only Vicks cough drops are medicated with the exclusive throat-soothing ingredients of Vicks Vapor Rub. Two delicious flavors, Vicks Regular and New Wild Cherry. Next time your throat feels raw and irritated from coughs due to colds, remember,
there is a difference, a great big difference in Vicks. Medicated cough drops.
The medication makes the difference.
Yes, the medication makes the difference.
And for a stuffy nose, just one whiff. With a Vicks inhaler, and that miserable feeling of a stuffy nose goes in seconds. Use it anywhere, anytime. Vicks inhaler.
All right, you worked that night at this hotel banquet as a waiter for the caterer.
From 7 till midnight. You can check this.
We will. Where did you go after work?
Home. To my house. She was gone.
Your wife?
Yes, but I was not worried. Not yet then.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Well, I was not worried because often when I work nights, she goes dancing. Went dancing. Roseland.
Your wife went dancing at Roseland alone?
Often, yes. Why not? You tell us. Well, it's not like we had kids or anything. Why keep a pretty girl, a young wife in prison, cooped up in the house?
You trusted her?
Of course. Roseland is... Such places like that, they are muy respectable.
Very respectable? Why?
Well, they are for people who only want to go dancing. See, I know. I went there once. Strangers to dance with strangers. Yes, it's true. But the girls do not make the dates. There are rules. All is proper. The management is careful. They watch.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
And which is better, Mr. McCormick? To suspect and to forbid or to trust and allow?
And you trusted her?
I trusted her, she trusted me. You think no?
Go on with your story.
You look at me and you're saying, a Reina, a Lopez, a Sanchez, a Cortez, no, these people are extranjeros, foreigners. They are not like me. They are too hot-blooded and jealous to trust, to love so.
Go on with your story.
See, but you are wrong, see? We are like you. We are all kinds, good, bad, hating and trusting. Now, why do you put me in a pigeonhole in your mind? It was extremely respectable.
Get on with your story. What did you do when you found your wife wasn't at home?
I went to bed to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Next morning?
To see if Dolores stayed with Rita Morales.
She often do that?
Sometimes, sir. After dancing together.
She ever call and tell you?
There's no phone. Then I begin to worry. Rita worries. We report her to the police, missing.
That's right, Mr. McCormick. That's on the record.
All right, and would I do this if I had done the terrible thing you say?
If you didn't kill your wife, go on, prove it. Prove to me you didn't.
I did not. Now, it's as simple as that.
Were you in Central Park last night?
No. The last time I am in the park, in the summer, a long time ago.
Were you ever near that spot?
Spot?
Yeah.
Oh, where? No, never.
Reina, I'm going to give you a break. Would you mind if we sent your clothes to the laboratory for testing?
These clothes? Mm-hmm. For testing?
For blood and such.
And the rest of your suits at home?
Do you have this right?
It's for your own benefit, Reina. If you're not guilty, finding them clean will be in your favor.
There. My keys. Take them all. These two.
These are all the clothes you have?
Yes. No.
Oh?
In my locker at the caterer's is my uniform and a pair of sports slacks. Nothing else. With my home keys, you have the keys to my locker. You have all.
All right, let's go on. You went directly home from the banquet.
Yes.
You found your wife missing.
I went to sleep. I woke up. I went to Rita's. We went to the police.
Is there anything going on between you and Rita?
How do you mean?
You know. Come on.
No.
How does Rita feel about you?
There is nothing between us. Nothing. That's a terrible thing for a gentleman like you to say.
All right. Just one more question for now.
All right, and then I go.
You'll sit in that room to think the whole thing over a while, sure. But for now, just one question. You know the question, Reina.
I know I have answered all the questions with the truth.
All right, work on this one then. Why did you kill your wife?
Not going to work, is it, Ed?
Oh, I don't know. I'll keep throwing it at him for his reactions.
Think he did it?
He could have. When are they going to have those tests ready?
Give him time. He had you right, though, didn't he?
Hmm?
Oh, you pegging him as typical, pigeonholing him.
All right, all right. I'll ask you. Don't you think he's a little too atypical, a little too broad-minded for an older man with a younger wife? A waltz-me-around-again nightlifer? She didn't sway dreamily in the arms of girls at those dime-a-dance dives, did she? No matter how respectable they may have looked to him. Okay, you tell me.
And you think he killed her?
Tom, how would I know? I wasn't there. I'm suspending judgment pending the ME's report and the tests on those garments. Maybe he's telling the truth, maybe not. I'll keep trying to shake him up until I'm convinced one way or the other.
Well, I get the same thing from the girl, Ed, and from relatives and neighbors, mm-hmm. too. If anything, Rita was, well, aloof from Rena. Her friend was her cousin, Dolores.
Mm.
And Rita came out with the same pitch. Sure, Dolores liked to live it up, but Rita says Rena happens to be a man in love with his wife and in trust with her. In trust, she says.
Yeah, great place to show your respect for your husband. Dance halls while the guy's working to pay for your fun.
Well, as for that, Rita says...
All right, Tom.
Well, Rita says a girl's safer on a dance floor than in a subway and farther off from strange men. And she's got something there, Rhett. Seriously, are you going to hold Rena?
As a material witness, if nothing else, certainly.
Okay. I'm inclined to believe his story.
Well, that's your privilege, Tom. It doesn't sound right to me.
Special Bureau, Russo.
28 Squad Detectives. Mr. McCormick there? Is that Central Park homicide?
Right here. You want to talk to...
No, we're coming down. Guy just walked in. Fellow named Dave Campbell. Just walked in and confessed. Be right down.
What'd y'all check my clothes for?
For tests.
How's that, mister?
Tests for blood, body fluids.
Oh, you find blood, all right. I done it. I've been telling you.
Now, let me get this straight now.
Yeah.
You met her at Roseland. You dated her.
That's right,
you rode around in taxis.
Rode all around, that's right.
You made the round.
Bar after bar, lots of bars, that's right. And I remember clear as day. Last thing was we had Boilermakers. 3-4 Boilermakers. A little old place on 125th, down near the railroad, you know?
You both had Boilermakers.
Oh, yes, sir. Bourbon Boilermakers it was.
What time was that?
I'll see. Last I remember it was about 2 a.m. in the morning.
2 a.m., all right. Then what?
Then over to the park. Kind of loving it up.
Did the girl offer any resistance?
Scratch me some. Right here, you see? I must have got mad. Drunk. I didn't know what I was doing. Drunk. Didn't know what I was doing.
Go on.
I just don't remember. But I done it, that's for sure. I know I done it. And I ought to go to the chair. I deserve it. I sure do.
Okay, Campbell, what did you do with the knife you killed her with?
Well, I throwed it down a sewer. I don't remember where. Just a sewer.
Was she still alive when you dragged her from the park bench into the brush?
Oh, yes, sir. She come with me from the bench willingly.
But she was drunk.
Oh, boy. Drunk on the hoot owl, huh? And me too, boy.
Campbell, what did you do with the watch and rosary?
Well, I swapped the watch in for drinks next night. What's a rosary?
String of beads with a crucifix attached.
Oh, sure. I thought it in the brush. I ought to get the chair. What's them papers, boss? You gonna sign me over for the jailhouse?
These are reports from the medical examiner in the police laboratory.
And you, Campbell, you're a liar. You're a sick, infantile, exhibitionistic, masochistic liar.
No, sir, no, sir. I've done
you
it. I tell
was
you
drunk.
What.
The autopsy showed no alcohol in her stomach or brain.
Now, wait a
Shut
minute.
Up. Listen,
madam.
You said you threw your knife away, but she was strangled. You said you dragged her from a bench. There isn't a bench within a half a mile of where she was found.
And she had no watch, and her rosary was still clutched in her hand.
But I was there. I done it. I swear. That's the truth. And I'm going to get the chair.
You're going to get 90 days for vagrancy and run out of town. That's all you're going to get. Sergeant, take him away.
So, leaves us with Raina.
Nope.
What?
Some reports. Read them and weep.
What? What reports?
Police lab. Went over every garment he owns. Trouser cuffs, interstices of his shoe uppers, jacket pockets, everything. Not a molecule of anything remotely resembling the earth or the vegetation anywhere near the spot marked X in Central Park. As far as we can prove, he was telling the truth. He was never there.
Turn him loose?
No! McCormick.
Ed, Tom Russo.
What have you got, Tom?
Raina on a skewer. I picked up Rita Morales in a pawn shop, Ed, trying to raise some money on a man's suit.
Raina's.
Trace the label clear back to a sales slip. Raina.
Get it over to the lab and come in. Oh, wait a minute, Tom.
Yeah?
Pick up the doorman from the Roseland. After the lab's gone over the suit, we'll put it on Raina and see if the doorman remembers him. All right, Raina, now. Why'd you do it?
I did not do it.
The doorman says you picked your wife up at 1 a.m.
Many men picked up many women that night at that place. He's wrong.
Rita had the suit you wore that night in her closet. You swore we had all your clothes.
I had forgotten. It was a long time ago. It's last summer, I think.
You said there was nothing between you. What were your clothes doing in her closet?
Perhaps my wife gave them to her for the poor.
Raina.
Senor?
You'd better confess.
Never. No, not even if you beat the lies out of me.
Not that I need a confession. I have the truth.
The truth I have told you. I did not kill Dolores.
You did.
No.
Raina, this is a report on what was found in your trouser cuffs.
I'm not interested. The truth
is... The truth is, as the microscope and the spectroscope and botanical experts from New York colleges and three arboretums saw it, that you were there that night.
Never in my life was I there.
You stand by that statement?
It is the truth.
I read you this. Sample submitted is identified as the seeds of an alpine grass. Pluripogon sabinii.
Seeds, grass, these are everywhere.
Pluripogon sabinii. Found only on Melville Island within the Arctic Circle.
Then it could not
have... Shut up! Specimens have been cultivated only in Central Park Arboretum. And only one path of said grass genus is known to have reseeded. Wild. In one certain area. Namely, Raina, where you murdered your wife.
This is proof? No, I laugh. I scorn. Seeds a man can pick up anywhere. Anytime...
I read further. Pluripogon sabinii is unique in that it seeds during only 2 days in this climate and on no others. The second of those 2 days, Raina, was the day you dragged Dolores into the park and strangled her. What do you say, Raina? Well? All right, you don't have to say a word then. The lies you've told already are enough. That you went straight home, a lie. That you never went to Roseland to pick her up, a lie. That we had all your clothes, a lie. That you'd never, repeat, never have been in that part of Central Park, a lie. Lies at every crucial point, crying out guilty knowledge.
Well, you have no witnesses. Nobody...
I have 45, and they add up to one. Murder one, and an indictment. All right, Raina, why? Was it Rita?
Rita, will you keep her name out?
Detective Russo, call in a stenographer.
In just a moment, we will return to Indictment.
I'm the victim, Netty Mist Spray. Get relief, try me today. Clear stuffy nose fast with relief that will last. Just two quick squeezes do the trick.
Yes, Vicks Medi Mist Nasal Spray. Just two quick squeezes. Open stuffy nose fast. You breathe easy for hours. You see, the antihistamine in Medi Mist checks the sniffles and sneezes of allergies and head colds. Nose opens, head clears. And because Medi Mist is antibiotic, it kills millions of germs that can cause infection, yet it never stings or burns. So why put up with that clogged up feeling of sinus or head colds? Get handy Vicks Medi Mist Nasal Spray and open stuffy nose fast. You'll breathe easy for hours.
Clear stuffy nose fast with relief that will last. Just two quick squeezes do the trick. Medi Mist.
Where do you get 45 witnesses, Ed? I make it a half dozen. A doorman, reader, pawnbroker, medical examiner, a couple of botanists.
Plus 11 samples of Central Park soil, identical with the soil where Dolores was found. And on Raina's trouser knees.
Oh, the seeds. I see, yeah.
28 seeds of Pluripogon subinee. Seeds of doubt, death.
Pluripogon
subinee. Common name, northern catchgrass. Family Polygonum avicular, it says here. Common name, knotgrass.
Knot?
K-N-O-T. As in hangman's. The chair will do just as well.
You just heard was drawn from New York City and based on stories of the criminal law as detailed by Eliezer Lipsky, former assistant district attorney. The names of all persons and places were changed. Indictment is written by Alan Sloan, produced by Nathan Kroll, and directed by Paul Roberts. Nat Poland is starred as Edward McCormick. Jack Arthur is heard as Tom Russo. The Master was played by Sam Raskin. Peter Reyna by Mario Alcalde. Rita Morales by Bryna Rayburn. Dave Campbell by Frank Behrens. Have you ever picked up the newspaper and read about some heroic person who saved someone's life? And haven't you sometimes thought to yourself, wouldn't it be wonderful if I could have saved somebody's life someday? Well, the chance for you to be a hero and have your name in the paper as a lifesaver may never come. But still, you can help save a life, not once, but often. What's more, there's no risk to this kind of life-saving. I'm talking about the life you can save by giving a pint of blood. Whole blood and blood plasma administered on the battlefield or in hospitals has saved thousands upon thousands of lives.